105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Thank you, Emma. 6 one-way streets could be opened up to cyclists to allow them to use both directions. The roads concerned are Belgrave Road, Mercers Row, Panton Street, Ross Street, Springfield Road and Trafalgar Street. Kevin Blenko is a Labour councillor. He sits on the city's Joint Area Committee and I'm pleased to say is in the studio now. Hello, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming in. So what's the reason behind this? Most cyclists tend to ignore it anyway, don't they?
I'm sure a few do. No, we've had quite a few previous changes to one-way streets becoming two-way for cycling. Mm. And there are obviously streets to be considered next Tuesday in terms of adding those to the sort of list of those that are allowed to be two-way.
Because I think there's Kingston Street is the one I think of when I'm sort of cycling back from the station in this direction. That's allows two-way cycling. I hope it does. Otherwise, you'll probably tell me I've been doing it wrong for all these years.
Yes, I mean the Joint Committee you referred to has been recently resurrected. It did used to meet for many years until about 3 years ago, and then was abolished. But we've agreed with the county under their new administration to reintroduce it. And so previously, streets like Mawson Road, Covent Garden, Kingston Street, Bennett Street, I believe, were part of a previous sort of number of streets considered probably 3 or 4 years ago, at least. And they were introduced after, obviously, proper discussion with residents in the area. And obviously a proper accountable committee decision at the end
so
of it.
So this is also an example, really, of things that have been done or might have been done previously at county level. County presumably is not, you know, too fussed about small little streets, and so your folks on the city council can then take a look and have the power to make the changes if need be.
I think some of the sort of really detailed local decisions, it's better to take them with obviously local city councillors and city county councillors taking the decisions, because obviously they know the areas a lot better. That was the reason why we had that joint arrangement before, and obviously most of us see the sense of having it now.
Hmm. How much is it going to cost? Because presumably there'll be a man who has to come along and paint a white line and new signs to warn the motorists.
Yes, I mean most of the cost for all these type of small issues is to do with the traffic regulation orders themselves.
Right.
There's a legal process that you have to follow. It's a national, nationally sort of laid down process. It's that costs the money. I mean, the actual the signage and some of the perhaps changing linings in respect of some other similar type decisions. Obviously, that has to be paid for, but it's very much the legal cost of the traffic orders that take a lot of money.
Right. So this is going to be debated, as you say, next Tuesday. Reasonable chance of it going through?
I think reading the report, there's an inherent sort of recommendation that, although there are one or two concerns from some of the residents in one or two of those streets, and quite valid, of course, I think the inherent sort of balanced sort of view is that they should be allowed to be two-way for cycling. People have done the various sort of studies, and hopefully we can be assured that the safety sort of studies have not showed any sort of real issues to be wary of.
And as I guess the obvious follow-up to that one then is, if it does get the nod on Tuesday, how long before the streets are opened up? Was that how long is a piece of string question?
Each of them will be subject to an individual traffic order, because obviously the public then have a formal right to object, and this committee will have to then determine if there's any objections. And there probably will be for several of those streets, because people have already made views known to the county.
I'm just wondering what the issues might be. I guess, you know, cyclists, well, some of them don't go too fast. I certainly don't. Is there like a danger of them not being seen by vehicles on some roads, that sort of thing?
It is. One of them is Mercers Road. Obviously, there's a lot of industrial traffic down there, and it is the sort of the visibilities as people come around corners and, you know, the sort of issues that have to be taken into account. Panton Street, again, some of the residents quite rightly pointed out the narrowness of Panton Street, and there are obviously issues then, and particularly in sort of peak hour periods of those sort of potentials for sort of conflicts. But on the whole, I mean, previous experience has shown that once people get accustomed, particularly the regular users, they don't have a lot of negative response, really.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing then overall for cyclists and for others. While I've got you here, Kevin, Emma mentioned in the headlines just there that the City Council says it's expecting to make annual £6 million in savings. This is the financial review, or the mid-year financial review, which is going forward at the end of the month. I was wondering, you're Labour councillor and it's now a Labour administration for the city. Has the sort of where the savings are going to be made, has that changed a little between when the Lib Dems are running things and since yourselves have taken over?
And now these are on the back of coalition government projections for the next 5 years, and listen to Emma, I'm sure one or two of the finance officers are having kittens, because it's 6 million over 5 years, as I understand it, which means obviously an average of 1.5 million savings per year, and clearly that is a huge amount of money to be saved from any budget, and clearly we have to do it in a way that safeguards some of the priorities that we wish to sort of maintain, basic services and obviously looking after some of those who are sort of struggling in the sort of present climate. But it is a very tough decision. There is a survey out at the moment on the council's website in encouraging people to give their view of where they think priorities lie.
And do you actually listen to that sort of thing, or is that just going through the motions when you put out these surveys?
That's all assessed, proper statistical assessments and reports, long reports, for those of us who have to read them, are presented to council committees, and then obviously that they go through that and pick out the sort of information that comes forward.
Okay. Well, Kevin, thank you very much for coming in to Cambridge 105 this afternoon, speaking to us on both of those issues. That's Kevin Blencoe, a Labour councillor, and he sits on the city's Joint Area Committee.